Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. The Twins won 2-0 here on WCCO earlier this afternoon. Max Kepler, a home run. Miguel Sano, a home run. Bailey Ober, pretty good in the start. Nick Gordon collided with Kepler in the outfield. It looked bad. It sounds like Gordon's okay. We'll keep you updated on it. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Larry DeVito. He's in charge of the grounds and more over at Target Field. That means it's been an interesting winter and spring for him, not just because of the spring that hasn't occurred yet here, but he also had to deal with the Winter Classic and keeping the ballpark in tune after the ice came out. Larry, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Mike. Good to hear from you.
So you know, when we talk, you heard the forecast there. You hear that, does it even concern you much, or is technology and your knowledge so good that rain is almost a second thought because you know how to drain that and work with that?
We do know how to deal with it, but, you know, the weather, it dominates my life for 6 months, 24/7. So we've been watching this forecast since last Thursday. We're trying to deal with it, trying to figure it out. Regardless, you know, my job is to have the field ready for Rocco to have workouts if we're not playing, and you know, or play a game Thursday. You know, whatever happens, happens.
Where does the cold enter in terms of how it affects what you work on in the turf?
It slows it down a little bit. I mean, the grass is relatively green. You know, it's been in for 2 to 3 weeks now. I just got done spraying a little fertilizer in the outfield, and we're going to get a couple of days of rain here. We'll see what happens. So I think by the weekend it's going to look pretty good. It's not going to look perfect on Thursday with 3 days of clouds coming up, but I think by Saturday, Sunday should perk up quite a bit.
So like where you sit, when you anticipate 3 days here of rain, maybe off and on, Thursday some, what does that mean when you go to the office tomorrow and you look at that forecast? What does that mean you do over the next few days?
We manage the tarp, and we just are ready for, you know, potential, you know, guys need to use the bullpen Wednesday. If people need to get on the field, we got to be ready for that. If we do get breaks in the weather, either Wednesday or Thursday, and Rocco wants to bring guys out to work out, then we'll be ready for that.
And if, like, your major, let's say it's raining on Thursday and they're thinking about playing the game and it's a cold rain. The tarp's over the infield. Do you worry at all about slippage or footing in the outfield? What would constitute a concern for you?
No. I think the temperatures being above freezing, and with our field heating system, the traction should be pretty good in the outfield. You know, we've got the field heaters that set at about 68 degrees, which with some heat loss on top, it ends up at about 62. So our surface temperature is pretty good.
And really, I mean, what you're talking about, because we're not going to see lightning when it's this cold or a thunderstorm like that. What you're really talking about now is just comfortability for the crowd, right? Because you'll be able to play the game on Thursday. It might take a little, maybe there'll even be a delay, but you could play the game, right?
We could play the game, absolutely. And in fact, probably our biggest challenge this time of year with the cold and the rain is getting the warning track turned around real quick without the tarp on that, but it drains pretty well too. So we're ready for whatever comes our way.
Larry DeVito, our guest, head groundskeeper for the Target Field, of course. Larry, what was it like to deal with the NHL and the Classic and the Winter Classic, all that went into it? What was it like from a guy that watches his beautiful garden be transformed into an ice rink for a few days?
Well, a lot of it was very, very annoying, and some of it was quite interesting. So it essentially is like having a two-week concert set up, you know, in terms of how the flooring went down for the field, and there's a stage at home plate and a lot of activities going on besides the rink. Watching the guys make the ice was fascinating, though. The science of that, I really, really respect the job they did.
I mean, is there potential for any damage when they do that, or are you going to reseed it anyway? It doesn't matter. What is it?
We knew the whole field was coming out, so we stripped the field in late February and brought in the sod from Colorado about 3 weeks ago. We started that process. It took about 6 days to get that finished.
Why from Colorado do you get the sod? What's the reason? Is it because it has to be a certain temperature before it comes to you? What is it?
There's a few. One is they have a real quality natural sand at the farm. The second is they have a much longer growing season, so the grass is a little stronger. They have better solar radiation, more sunlight. And the third is, you know, we need to be able to get it off out of the ground in the middle of March. So we're looking at March 17th to 23rd to harvest the sod. And you really couldn't do that in Wisconsin or Minnesota.
So they take it from, what's that process? They take it from Colorado, put it on a truck, and how many days before you need to replant it?
We turn it around in 24 hours. It comes on climate-controlled trucks. We kept it at 50 degrees just to keep it above freezing, and that's how it works.
And it plays pretty good right away? Or does it take
it's
a while?
It's feeling good, yeah. Yeah, you know, you roll it, and you check the seams, and you do what you can and hope the sun comes out.
What's the scariest that you've ever had as a grounds crew person for the Minnesota Twins in terms of, I don't know, turf condition or a front coming in or a black cloud hanging over? What do you remember is the scariest situation you've ever seen?
We've had a lot. You know, we had one last year where during batting practice, you know, a storm blew up almost about probably a half mile south of the IDS tower, and you know, it was on us before the radar even picked it up, and we put the tarp out, and me and a couple other guys were out in short right field holding onto the tarp, and the gust of wind came up and took us about 30 feet sliding across the infield.
That's not
so
good.
Things like that happened. No, that was a tough day.
But you know, for people that don't understand, there is a weather center there at Target Field that is akin to a TV weather center. There's that much technology into it. Who reads it, and how does that work, and how do you communicate with them?
Sure. We have two meteorologists who kind of switch off during the season, Mace Michaels and Todd Nelson.
Well, you got the Mace man. He does some work at Channel 11 as well.
Yes, he does. And Todd has TV experience as well. They're both really great to work with. So they're here, you know, a couple hours before the game to talk to me and the umpires and to Matt Hoy and anybody, you know, Major League Baseball, you know, needs to talk to about what our weather's doing here.
Larry DeVito, last question. So Thursday, let's say they haven't decided to delay the game. They don't know the status of it. You get up Thursday morning at what time, and what's your first move and what's your responsibility once you get going?
Well, we know the tarp will be on that night, so the morning might not be too hectic. The goal for opening day, and I think we reached that goal today, is when you go into opening day, you want everything done. So, I mean, in essence, we could play a game tomorrow. The logos are all painted. I've got the infield ready. The mound is ready. The plate is ready. The foul lines are down. So we're ready to play. We just got the weather to get the weather to cooperate.
And then you just got to wait and see what what transpires as to, you know, whether or not you need to keep the tarp on, all those things. Can they have batting practice? Then it just becomes an hourly thing, huh?
Correct.
All right. Larry, I'm digging it, man. I can't wait to see you again out there just casually. You know, it's fun to sit and visit with you out there.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, I'll see you on Thursday maybe. If not, I'll try to make it Friday, okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
You bet. Larry DeVito, head grounds crew for the Minnesota Twins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.